Every year, the Sunday before the Yom Tif, I try to take a Yom Tif topic to do. As Mark just mentioned, Sukkot, I switch off. One year I do Sukkot, one year I do Dalaminim. Pesach, I'm not sure what to switch off with. So what I'd like to do, which I certainly didn't do last year, a little bit of Hilchis Erev Tavshilin, and Hilchis Yom Tif, and maybe a little Chol Moed if we could squeeze it in. There are two klolim in Hilchis Yom Tif that people misinterpret. I think everyone's heard of the two klolim, and the average person has a misunderstanding. One is the rule of migu dehutshul etzayrach, hutshul shaloi letzayrach. On Yom Tif, meleches echol nefesh is mutter. So you're allowed, for example, to cook or to light a fire, from a fire to cook. The actual cooking and baking is mutter. We carry as well on Yom Tif. The Gemara says, migu dehutshul etzayrach, hutshul nami shaloi letzayrach. And many people make the mistake of translating it migu dehutshul etzayrach, once it's mutter for a purpose, hutshul nami shaloi letzayrach, it's mutter also without a purpose. Now it might be a technical translation, but it's not accurate. What it means is the following: migu dehutshul letzayrach eichol nefesh, hutshul shaloi letzayrach eichol nefesh. Since you're allowed to carry for food purpose, so you're allowed to carry tissues, which you don't eat, which you use otherwise. You can carry glasses. Nobody eats his glasses. But once it's mutter lo'echol nefesh, it's mutter for non-echol nefesh. Uvolvad sheyehei tzarech hayayim. But on the condition that it's a tzarech of that day, not of the next day. So you're allowed to carry things on Yom Tif on the condition that it's a tzarech hayayim. And people say, what do you mean? Hutshul shaloi letzarech. It doesn't mean loy letzarech hayayim. It means loy letzarech eichol nefesh. The Torah is only matir eichol nefesh. And we understand that non-eichol nefesh is mutter as long as it's shavu l'chol nefesh. A normal tzarech, it's mutter. So carrying a talis home, there's really no solid heter for it. The heter that people relied on was that leaving it in shul, you're worried it'll get stolen, it causes a shteres yiyantif. Today, people leave talesim in shul, and it doesn't shter anybody's yantif, so it's really very shvach rapam. I remember once someone came over to him in yeshiva, he said, you know, he came to yeshiva the first day yantif, second day yantif, he doesn't plan to come, he wanted to carry his talis home. So Rapam told me, you can't carry a talis home, it's for tomorrow. He said, I'll put it on for Kiddush. That's not a tzayrach. You have no need to put it on for Kiddush. So Rapam told him to wear it. So he took it out of the bag and he wore it and he stuck the bag in the shtender, the talis bag. He said, no, you can carry the talis bag home. So what? I can't carry a talis home? I carry a talis bag home? So Rapam told him, no. You're only allowed to carry for today. If you're wearing your talis home, when you get home, you need the bag. So you need it for today. You want to put away your talis. It's normal to put it away in the bag. So once you're wearing it, you can take the talis bag. But it has to be a tzarech hayayim. It's not mutter to carry something that's not for that day. That's for the next day. If you have a tzarech to put it on, nobody has a tzarech to put it on. And but the shul has plenty of talesim. Today, talesim are
Rabbi, is migu a type of
kalvachomer? So it's not a kalvachomer at all. The word migu is multi-purpose. You know, you have in Hilchis Chayshe Mishpat and Tayyim Nitten, you have migu dibai. That's something else. The word migu just means it's just a word that's used many ways. Why? How do you know it's mutter shalal etzarech echol nefesh? The Torah says echol nefesh. How do you know it's mutter for shatz rachim? So there's machlekes rishayim what it's based on. That once it's mutter for echol nefesh, it's mutter shalal etzarech echol nefesh. Some rishayim Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis says when the Torah is matter echol nefesh, It's mata melisha ve'elech. Any malacha from lisha and on, from kneading a dough and on, is mutter. And it's totally mutter. The eichel nefesh, in the list of eichel nefesh malachas, these things are, the things that are there are totally mutter. And you're not allowed to pick an apple off a tree, but you're allowed to, melisha ve'elech, you're allowed to do. The Rambam disagrees. Rambam is much more chomer. The Rambam says, only malachas that are primarily eichel nefesh amutter. In other words, cooking, lighting a fire, things that are primarily eichel nefesh amutter, carrying for some reason is included, but not every malacha shchita is mutter, but not every malacha is mutter. Yes, yeah.
Every, you can take the food for tomorrow, today.
No, has he for that day? And you're allowed to carry non-eichel nefesh things, migu, that you're allowed to carry eichel nefesh, you're allowed to carry non-eichel nefesh, but it always has to be a tzayrach of that day, and we'll talk about the Erev Teshulin in a minute. So that's the rule of migu de hutra, letzayrach hutra shalai, letzayrach, and bavat shiei tzayrach hayan. So in the Grismaisha, he writes that when, if you're going to Mincha, if you're going earlier in the day, you may need the keys to go back home later. But if you're going right before Mincha, and you know where you'll need it to come back home, that it's Aser. Who has keys anymore? Now everyone has combinations, but what?
Yeah,
oh, so that's the, yeah, that's the issue with cigarettes. I don't know. I always think everyone heard it, but just because you remember it doesn't mean everyone heard it. But okay, but it's mutter. Anyway, it's mutter l'tzarech hayayin. Now, the second klal, which we're going to learn about now, is even more confusing. Gemara has a rule, hayil v'im ekloi archim chazilei. Since if guests would come, it's roi for them. So memela, it's mutter. What does that mean? That means that somebody has enough food for today. He wants to cook more food. So, if guests would come, it's mutter, so there's no iser. Now, that's also misunderstood. First of all, it's a machlaikis rabbi and Rav Chista in the Gemara. It's not a Gemara in Beya, it's a Gemara actually in Pesachim. But that's only a heter for the deraisa. With the Rabbanan, everyone holds its aser. Hail Miklai Archim Chazilei takes off the Issa deraisa. But the Rabbanan asked it anyway, because you're cooking Lamaisa for tomorrow. If Archim would come, it would be Roy for them. So who cares about this rule? I mean, Alam, does he care? Halacha Lamaisa, what's the difference? So the difference is an Afkamina for Erev Tavshilin, as I'll explain in a minute. Before Hayel v'Mikloi, the same Gemara has a rule of Ribu B'Shiurim. Ribu B'Shiurim is Mutter. What is Ribu B'Shiurim? Ribu B'Shiurim is that a lady wants to put up a soup. And she only needs five bowls of soup. But Ribu B'Shiurim means that she fills up the pot, the same pot. Ribu B'Shiurim is the amount. She puts in 10 bowls of soup, and she does it, and in her mind, she'll have five half bowls for the evening, for the next day. So that's mutter. Riba b'shiurin is mutter, because it's one ma'isa malacha. You're putting the food on the pot of soup on the fire, in one act. Riba b'shiurin, just have more there, it's mutter. If you need one tissue, you can carry a pack of tissues in your pocket. That's riba b'shiurin, you're carrying an additional amount. Ribi Bishurin is a general heter. It's things that are hutra. Things that are mutter l'chatchila. Things that are hutcha, it doesn't apply. But things that are mutter. Which would mean, if you hope pikuach nefesh is hutra. So a chayla sheyesh besakana needs an apple. You can break off a branch that has five apples on it. It's one breaking off of the branch, and it has more. So that's hutra. Ribu b'shiurin is mutter. It's one of the heterim in sending packages with a guy by Amazon or by UPS. If it's you're sending it to a location that has an Erev, so one of the areas of Heter, even if you specify Shabbos, is because the guy is doing Ribi Bishur, and what's he doing? They're gonna ship it today, and it's gonna get there on Shabbos. On Shabbos, he's carrying, no, the guy doesn't carry one package, he carries a whole bunch of packages. It goes from the airplane to the truck, from the truck to the smaller truck, and wherever it goes with Ribi Bishurin, and therefore, Ribi Bishurin by a guy is also, so that's why I say a place with an Erev, so from the truck to the house is not carrying, so then it's good.
Like a schnitzel, though. The package is like a schnitzel. It's a separate thing.
Yeah, but they carry it in one.
It involves its own territory. Even if he's carrying a bunch at a time, he's exerting himself for that.
No, if you have a bunch of schnitzel in one pot, you're allowed to put it up to warm in one shot. You're doing one ma'aseh melacha. If you carry each one separately, it would be different. You'd be right. So this is Ribi Bishurin is mutter. It's mutter l'chatzila. Ribi Bishurin, once it's mutter, it's mutter. Ramesh and the Grismesha says if someone has a package of cigarettes, it could have 20 cigarettes in it. He doesn't need 20 cigarettes. If he doesn't need 20 cigarettes today, he still carry the whole package because of Ribi Bishurin. That's what he writes in the Grismesha. He says, even though it doesn't say beferish about carrying, but it applies to carrying. Ribi Bishurin applies to carrying as well. So the incident that I'd like to mention is that the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in his first edition put the following psak. You're allowed to carry a ring of keys. Let's say going to Shacharis. You need a key to your house on the way home. Your key is on a ring of keys. It's got five keys. It's got a key for work, key for your bicycle lock, key for your basement. It's got a bunch of keys. You only need one key. So he wrote on top that you're allowed to carry the whole ring of keys on Yom Tif if you need one key for that day. In the footnote, he wrote, where's he going to find that Mara Makim that Ribi Bishurin is Mutta Baitzah? He writes, Igris Moshe, Chelak Aleph, the Tshuva about the cigarettes. That was in the first edition of Shem Shabbos Kol Chas. Rav Moshe wrote a letter to Rav Nyworth that you're misquoting me. That it's not accurate. When is Ribi Bishurin Mutter? When each one is Roy. You carry 20 cigarettes. You only need one. Any one of the 20 is Roy. Now, you're not going to take the one from the back of the pack. You're taking one from the front. But each one is equally Roy. You carry a stack of tissues. And you only need one tissue. Each one is Roy. A lady puts up a pot with 10 bowls of soup. She only needs 5 bowls. But any one of the bowls, any one of the 5 bowls is potentially mutter. So, Zakhtar Maisha, when was I mata Ribi Bishurin by carrying only when each one is roy for what you need? But if you're carrying 5 keys, one key is for the front door, which you do need, and the other key is for your house, is for your business, or for your basement, or for something you don't need, so Maisha writes that that's not a heter of Ribi Bishurin, because each one has to be Roy.
So by UPS, that's right.
Okay, you're right. You're right. It's a good time.
Tissue boxes are getting a little granular on this. You're pulling one tissue out, and the next tissue. You're never going to get up to the last tissue.
It doesn't matter. Anyone is Roy, and that's Ribi Bishurin is when they're all Roy. The Rabbi Chanan, in the beginning of the Kavish Shurim is on Beya. He talks about Ribi Bishurin, and he brings two svaras. He calls it a machlekes deran and the Rashba. Why Ribi Bishurin is muta? One sheet, the way he touches up, is that Haiminayu mafkis, like Haiminayu tells. So which one is the answer? There's no one that's the Yisr. And therefore, that's the background svara to Ribi Bishurin. There's no one that's Asr. It's Huntra. So everything's Mata. And that seems to be Ramesha's svara. Ramesha's saying they all have to be Rai. And then you have a heter of Ribi Bishurin. However, Rabbi Chanan does bring that, according to the other Rishayim, is a different heter. The heter is, to be malacha, you need a maisa malacha and an outcome. Shabbos is, you need tzricha legufa. You need a maisa malacha and an outcome. If you're carrying two different keys, then the outcome, one of them, a malacha is happening. You're carrying a key you don't need. But since it's one maisa malacha, it's one maisa, it's missing in the maisa malacha of it, and therefore, there's a heter b'bishurin. According to that, it would be mutter even if they're different things. So Bachana writes, he says, Nafgamina, his language is, you want to carry avonim v'oichel. You want to carry stones, he's not going into the muktzah issue, stones and food. Stones you can't eat. It's exactly like Rav Moshe said. Halacha l'maisa, though, it's like Rav Moshe, that each one has to be roi. Everyone has to be roi. And that's the only time you have the heter. When I showed Rav Palm Ramesh's tshuva, is very interesting. We used to go Friday to MTJ, and the big thing was they always had first dibs on all of Ramesh's tshuvas. You got it in his handwriting, they made copies, and everyone took it back. So I used to come back. I remember when the Shabbos clock tshuva came out, Ramesh's against Shabbos clocks, I brought it back. So Palm had me sit down and read it to him. Ramosha's handwriting, you have to be, you need a lot of practice to read. He had me read it to him, the Shabbos Klach Tshuva, and anyway, that Tshuva, to Shri Shabbos Kol Chaso, we're talking about, there. So Rav Palm told me that it's Rav Chaim Eiser. In the Achiezer, he brings another case of Rebbe Bishurin. A kayin is allowed to be metamatas shiva kraven. If there are other mesim there, so the Bechastrino says, other mesim at the same time, mamuta kasaribi bishurin. It's hutra to be metama to your relative. So even if there are other mesim in the room, it's muta al tribi bishurin. On that, Reb Chaim Eiser disagrees. He says, no, ribi bishurin is where each one is roi. Like you have a pack of cigarettes, any one cigarette is roi for the heter. When one is roi and one's not roi, there's no ribi bishurin. By a mace, one's a kariv and one's not a kariv. The kariv is roi, the non-kariv is not roi. So he disagrees with that heter. There may be other heter, but there's no, that heter he disagrees. So this is not to become tameh. Thus is to be in a place of tumah. Even if somebody, a kain is tameh, just came back from a levaya, he's not allowed to go into oil mace of a different mace. Okay, it's machlokes is the Ravid and the Rambam, that's his derais, it's a drabanim, but certainly us. Okay, getting back here. So I'm trying to set up the klalim. So the first klal we had is migui dehutchu letzarech utchu shalai letzarech, which is only motiv, it's a tzarech hayayim. And the second is Rebbe Bishurim, which is Mata. Now, Hayali Mekloy Archim Chazilei means that if you're cooking, you don't need it for today, but if Archim would come, it would be right for them. It's not a Rebbe Bishurim case. You have enough food for today, and a person cooks more for tomorrow. So, we say it's not an Issa Dairaisa if Hayali Mekloy Archim Chazilei, if it's right. Then it's an Issid Rabbanan. Now, you have to realize, let's say it's 5 minutes before Shkia, and someone puts a roast into the oven. There's no Hayali Mekloy Archim Chazilei, because he's doing Malacha today, he's cooking today, but it's not going to be Roy till tonight, and no Archim could use it on the first day. Hayali Mekloy Archim Chazilei has to be Roy for that day. Another thing, what? You have to speak up. Brother Soy, well, maybe, if you would serve it to Archim, perhaps. Now, if there are no other Jews within the Tchum, so there's no Hayali Mekloy Archim Chazilei, you know, I cook for Goyim on Yom Tif, even for Friday Yid, the Mishnah Berurah Paskens, you know, I cook on Yom Tif. So, if there are no from Yid within the Tchum, there's no Hayali Mekloy Archim. Now, who cares? It's also Midrabanim. Hayim Mekloy Archim is not a het. The answer is a Gemara in Psachim. It says, how could the Erev Tashilin be mutter? Erev Tashilin is a Drabanan Dik invention. it's going to be Friday. Friday is Yom Tov. Right? They say it's Yom Tov Sheni, it's a Drabanan, some years it's Yom Tov Rishayin. But on Yom Tov, you're cooking for tomorrow. Cooking for the next day is an Issa D'Oraisa. Is an Issa D'Oraisa to cook on Yom Tov for the next day. Echol Nefesh is Uvavad Shei Tzarech Hayayim. Has to be a Tzarech of that day. So the Gemara asks, how what is an Erev Tashilin Mate? How could Erev Tashilin be Mate cooking for tomorrow? Yeah, the Rabbanan can't be Mate in Issa D'Oraisa because you're preparing Erev Tashilin. Right. But what mechanism does he use to be matir? Without the Erev Tashilin, it would be us. So what does it, how is it matir?
How
would you prepare for that? You prepare by preparing on Thursday. Lamaisa, the Gemara has two tourists. The Malach is Rabbi and Rav Chista. Rav Chista says something similar to what Ramesh is saying. He's saying, Tzarchei Shabbos nasa biyantiv. That it's Mikra Adin, you're allowed to do Tzarchei Shabbos on Yom Tov, and Erev Tashilin is just, you shouldn't think that it's always mutter. You're always allowed to cook Yom Tov for the next day. So the institute Erev Tashilin out the covered Yom Tov, that people shouldn't make a mistake. Alright, that's Rav Chista. Rabba says a different teretz. And the Ikur LaHalacha we'll see in the Be'er Halacha in a minute is like Rabba. Rabba says, the reason that min haTorah you're allowed to cook on this coming Friday for Shabbos is because the Daraisa comes off Hoyali Miklay Archim Chazilei. Because since if Archim would come, it would be Roy. So the Issa Daraisa comes off. It remains the Issa Drabanan. For Drabanan, Erev Tafshilin works. But it only works Hoyali Miklay Archim Chazilei. This Friday, if somebody wants to put up a chalent right before Shabbos, he wants to put up a chalent, or he prays chalent's not enough, he wants to throw in some raw potatoes or raw meat into the chalent, so that's aser. Erev Tashilin only helps if Hayali Mekloyar from Chazilai. Only if it could be right for that day. I'll tell you a very amusing line. You see how the generations changed. When I learned Beya, I had Rav Sternbuch's shiurim on Beyer. Rav Sternbuch moved to South Africa for 2 years in around 1970. They were establishing the first yeshiva gedolah there, and he went. He gave shiur on Beyer. He writes that the chalent that you put up on Friday has to be finished by the lunchtime meal on Friday. He writes because in the afternoon. Who eats chalent in the afternoon Erev Shabbos? That's what he writes. Who eats Archim Kam? You're not going to give them chalent in the afternoon Erev Shabbos. So how it changed. It's such a strange thing. He writes, who's gonna serve it to anybody? Come on, when you were a kid, you ate chalent Shabbos Friday afternoon. We didn't eat chalent. That's what he says. That's improbable, maybe. At any rate, what? If you do Rivi Shurim, you don't need Erev Tafshilin. We're going to learn in 1 minute. We can finally get it to the notion. If you do Rivi Shurim, you don't need Erev Tafshilin. That's mutter any time. You're speaking for your wife or for yourself? You should know that when you prepare this Friday for Shabbos, you shouldn't do it last minute. If it's going to be finished at a time that there would be no archim, that's already less than time, then that's not mutter. Yeah, that's why we come together to learn. I'm going to tell you things that everyone's aware of. What do you need me for? I'm going to learn with you inside. We'll learn it inside. Now here is the $1 million question. Hotels in places where there are no Jews all around. Whoever's in the hotel is in the hotel. And all around, there are no Jews. Places like Boynton Beach. Places like Costa Rica. You know, Costa Rica. Where are there Jews around in Costa Rica? Why is anybody with brain on it say going to Costa Rica? Someone told me he's going to Costa Rica. I say, oh, it's cheaper to go there? Is that why you're going? Cheaper to go there. It's not cheaper to go there. So you're going to these strange places. And so the question is, and we're going to be our halacha, what's their heta? There's no hayol miklay archim chazilei. Archim can't come. What's the heta to cook? Now when they do Rebbe Bishurin, it's fine. But when they cook things that have to be put on the fire separately. So we're going to learn the Bir Halacha who defends it. Rebbe Shurim, you have to eat part of it for lunch. And the rest of it is what eat it that day. What the Bir Halacha comes out with is that B'shas Hadchak, you could be Simach on the few Rishayim who pass like Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Tzarchi Shabbos Nasa B'yantifs, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way, the Bir Halacha is going to say that B'shas Hadchak, you can rely on those Paiskim. And let's learn Sif Aleph inside. I just spent 30 minutes explaining. There's a migo by a chazi lein halim klai archim. I'll answer you. Migo starts with a mem. Hayo starts with a hey. They're very different. Is that a very big difference? Okay. It's certainly accurate, right? No, but you know what I mean. If archim come, it'll be a little, yeah. They have to set up some archim in a house down the road to show up. Okay, let's learn the basic halacha of Tashilin. Just see your copy. It goes to Sif Gimel. Okay. Yom Tish Chaliyas Be'er Shabbos. Lo Yavashal B'tchila L'tzayra Shabbos. Now, we're talking about an Erev Tashilin. Lo Yavashal B'tchila. What does B'tchila mean? It's not Rebbe B'shirim. B'tchila, you're putting up something for Tzayra Shabbos V'zasa. B'kter B'fnei Asri in its own path. Avol. Mevashalu kama kaderis liyantif. You cook many potfuls of food out for yantif. Vimhoiser hoiser l'shabbos. And if it's left over, it's left over for Shabbos. And that's mutter. And okay, we'll see in a minute. He explains it in the Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Ayde erev mevashal betchila l'shabbos. Pirish inyan erev who. She yavashal v'yefem yantiv l'shabbos im masha bishul v'afa kvar me'erev yantiv l'shem Shabbos. You'll have to cook for Shabbos in addition to the Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is something you prepared before yantiv for yantiv nimsush lehischa malacha b'yantiv elagom ha'raisa. You're like finishing your tzarchi Shabbos. U'muta l'niach erev zeh ha'filosofik ha'shecha. Somebody comes to shul and he says, Rabbi, I forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin. So actually, this year, when it's Thursday, it's easy. A person is allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin on Thursday with a Tanai. He puts an Erev Tavshilin on Thursday. He says, it's a Sveika D'Yayma. Thursday, right, Sveika D'Yayma. If today is Yom Tif and tomorrow is Chayil, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. I'm only need Erev Tavshilin. Maybe tomorrow is Yom Tif, then today is Chayil. And then the Erev Tavshilin, I'm putting an Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara says that a person could do it, and he doesn't make a bracha because he's making it on tonight. But in that case, what? Thursday. You're supposed to make it Wednesday. If you forgot on Wednesday, you tell the rabbi, I forgot to make it after Shilin, so this is the eighth on Thursday. It's Bein Hashmoshes, you're also allowed to make it after Shilin. What it says in Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnah is, you're in shul, how do you make it after Shilin? Your food is in the house. So he says, if you know where the food is located, you could say the piece of chicken or the hobbled egg that's in the refrigerator on the second shelf should be an Erev Tavshilin. And you could do it that way. Now, Sif Beis, Erev Zeh Oysen Oysen B'Pas V'Tamshul Lo Yeso Elam V'Tamshul Levad Mutter. Let me explain. In the Gemara, it talks about an Erev Tavshilin. It talks about making it with a baked thing to be matter baking. With a cooked thing to be matter cooking. There's a fascinating Tosfos. Tosfos brings the machlokes Rabbeinu Tam in the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam says, la halacha, you have to have a baked thing for baking and a cooked thing for cooking. The Re argues, and he's Mashiach, that the halacha is, like Basil, that all you need is a cooked food. It's good for everything. The end of Taisus, the Re writes, Loi molani libi lach like al divrei doidi. Says, my heart doesn't let me argue on the words of my uncle. Rabbeinu Tam was the uncle of the Re. So he said, Loi molani libi lach like al divrei doidi, and therefore lechatchila you should make both. It's a very shvera Taisus. When you Loi molani lach like al divrei doidi, he fights all the time with the Rabbeinu Tam. Why is this one machlaikis? Loi malani libi? It's just so hard to understand. Maybe he means whole Klal Yisrael is doing it this way. I'm going to announce, do it differently. Maybe. But the halacha is, you only need a tafshel. The truth is, for you and I, even by Rabbeinu Tam, we only need a tafshel. I'll tell you why. Rabbeinu Tam says, to be matah cooking from Friday to Shabbos, you need a tafshel. To be matah baking from Friday to Shabbos, You need a pass. Who bakes from Friday to Shabbos? Especially we don't bake on Pesach anyway. What do you bake on Pesach? People generally don't bake. What?
Yeah, so they have
aliyah. Okay, but most of us don't bake. People don't make challah even on Sukkot. Okay, if there's such a person, you're right. They would need it. So at any rate, we make pass for tafshul. Tavshal alone is good. The Gemara brings a story with Avuah de Shmuel. I think it was Avuah de Shmuel. There was a fellow in the shul that was very sad. So Avuah de Shmuel said, "Lo matzivas, it's yantiv. Why are you sad?" He said, "I forgot to make an erev tefshilin." So he told him, "Smaych adidi, rely on my erev tefshilin." How you rely on someone else's erev tefshilin? He said he was kind it. He gave it to someone to pick up. And be kind of for any Jew that needs it, should be included in his Erev Tavshilin. If you take a Siddur, the Nusach says, Bahadei Ruvi Yasharlan, Alavashule, Alafuye, Luke Shraga, you need it even for lighting candles, and to be Maitzi, and Machnis, Lanu, and then it says, Bepranthes, Lachol B'nei Ha'ir Azais. So, it's in parentheses, Lachol B'nei Ha'ir Azais. When you make an Erev Tavshilin, you can't be Matat. All the people in the city, it's your Erev Tavshilin. It says your Shulchan Aruch that the Rav in a community is supposed to be mezakeh to others. I have a neighbor I go to every Erev Yom Tov. I tell him, pick up my Erev Tavshilin and be zaycha to anybody within the tchum that's going to need it. And he's zaycha. And after he's zaycha, I do the nusach. I do say l'chol b'nei ha'ir azayis. So Gemara says, the next Yantif, he was sad again. So he said, you're a Pesheya. Twice in a row, you're a Pesheya. I don't include you in my Erev Tavshilin. That you can't do it twice or twice in a row. I think the Rashi is only twice in a row. The Aruch HaShulchan says, nowadays, Erev Yantif is so hectic that even if you get twice in a row, you're an Oynis, you're not a Pesheya. Because Erev Yom Tov is so hectic. Erev Yom Tov is hectic. Anybody know what he's talking about? People asked me, I'm going away. I'm going to my children for Yom Tov. I don't need Erev Tavshilin. I tell them, well, if your wife doesn't plan to light Shabbos candles, you don't need an Erev Tavshilin. Of course, she plans to light Shabbos candles. When you light Shabbos candles on Friday for Shabbos, it's a machlekes rishonim. Taisus in Beya, it brings a machlaikis, if you need an Erev Tavshilin for Shabbos candles, the lumdis, the geshmak alumdis, lighting Shabbos candles every week, you light Shabbos candles, it's a Friday mitzvah or it's a Shabbos mitzvah. Pashtus is to have light for Shabbos, so you need an Erev Tavshilin. The others argue, it's not true. Okay. It's a Friday mitzvah. You don't light candles on Shabbos. It's a Friday mitzvah. It's so that you should have light. A Friday mitzvah, you're allowed to light on Friday. Somebody, that's a Friday mitzvah. L'maisi, you need an Erev Tavshilin. What you do if you're a guest somewhere, either make your own Erev Tavshilin, or at least be kind to his Erev Tavshilin, just like a Rav is kind of for people in the city, be kind to his Erev Tavshilin, and be included when he says, Bahadei Ruvie Sharalan, either you say it yourself, or he includes you in his declaration that it's an Erev Tashilin. But you need Erev Tashilin wherever you may be.
Does this Aruch HaShulchan only work with
Yemen? Yeah,
Lechem. It's a savings clause, right?
What? You have to give it to someone to be. You can't be. You give it to someone to be exactly.
Children.
The member. It's one household. Whatever is the same, eats from the same kitchen as one household.
So there is something in your house.
So pashtus, they need their own.
That's the case when the parents come to the children's house. It's also the children.
Maybe. The mind is not good enough. You have to be kind. Then. What? If they don't do malacha, they don't light candles, they don't need an eruv. It's only if they do, then they need an eruv. Yeshiva is lecha for everybody. You know. Now what I told you, it says in the Mishnah Brura, Mishnah Brura Gimel brings the Azhara I mentioned earlier. You see Mishnah Brura Gimel, Ayideh Erev, Vashel Betchila. Okay, Mishnah Brura Ais Gimel. Ayideh Erev, Vashel Chil, Kasa Paiskim. Heter Erev Hu. Afla Mandi Yomar, Melech HaShabbos, Einasa Biyadav Medei Reisa. Even like Rabba, who holds that Melech HaShabbos is not, you're not allowed to do on Yantif Medei Reisa, Mekomakim. Mahani Erev, why? The Mekamah came in kind of Issa Medivrei Seifrim. The Issa of cooking Friday for Shabbos is the Rabbanan. The Vidai Raisa Amrinan. Minatara we say, Hoyle V'ilu Meklai Archim V'chazilei. Liyantiv Gufa. If guests would come, you could serve it to them on Yamtiv. In Cain, Ein Oise Issa Bezed. There's no Issa De Raisa. Rak Mid Rabbanan Asru. Obefir Shabbos, Yushasat Chak. Yitira Yidei Erev. And through it, Shabbat Yamat and Erev was an Erev. Nechsha Bezek, Ilu, Kvar Hiska Lahachim Erev Yantav Lishabbos, Ragoymer Biyantuk and Lakameh Baga, as the Ramah explains. So it's Mutta because of Ha'ilim Eklayachim, because of Achrainim. The Biyantish Chalias Berev Shabbos Yizoyer, Lahagdim, Hachonas Machol of Lishabbos. You have to do it early enough, your preparation of food for Shabbos, B'day Sheyigma Malachte Ba'od Yom Gadol. Doesn't say even Machab and Desai. It says that it has to be done, but oy yom gadol, when there's still time to the day, the samulcha chashecha, bizman shaloi shayash is tarchulai biyantiv kufa. And the time is not shayach, the guests are going to come and they're going to sit down to eat. Haloi yesh kan lasa de malacha de reisa. There's an issa de reisa. So therefore, you have to be careful to do the cooking early enough, skipping the brackets, because who? When I made an early minyan here, for the first time when I said, like this coming Friday, we have an early Kabbalah Shabbos on, for Shabbos. So, somebody said, it's not the minig. On Yom Tov, you make an early Shabbos. On a weekday, you make early Shabbos. On Yom Tov, you make early Shabbos. It's not the minig. I said, it is the minig. I said, what are you talking about? I said, Klal Yisrael has been doing it for centuries. So I never heard of it. I grew up in Taka. I never heard of it. I said, the Mishnah Brura says it's the minig. Look what he says. Mitamze nagu, the minig is, lahagdim tfilas arvis b'leil Shabbos kishachol samach liyantif. The minig, he says, is to make an early Shabbos when it's chal, when Shabbos is after Friday yantif. Kidei shelo yisacher melechus bishula biyantif. It's like a gather that people are gonna cook earlier. Va'ayim b'bir halacha b'shas hadchak yesh shohakol b'yantu sheni shchal b'erev Shabbos on yantu sheni, which is more kal, if this acher b'shulay l'shabbos at samach l'shabbos, if a person is stuck b'di'evid, you can be mekel. He says, look in the b'yar halacha. B'yar halacha, he says, to rely on Rav Chista. Rav Chista Shita, af biyom tiv rishon efshad yesh lokal b'shasav chak. Chatchila bavad tzarch lizdar b'zeh, b'frat biyom tiv rishon shu d'ayraisa. So he's saying here that a person has to be careful to do it early enough that it should be roi to be used that day. This is the long bear halacha who brings Psachim Daf Mem Zayin, you see on the third line or so, that it's we paskin Hayol Miklay Yarchim Chazilei, and he brings afterwards Taisis Psachim Daf Vav, and it has to be, if it's not Shaya Chayol, then it's us. As I said, that's a problem for hotels that are in far-flung places, or people that are in far-flung places. In the middle, it means, Ochein Das HaRitzba. The sheet of the Ritzba, Ben Yitzchak, the Balei Taisvis had a big problem. Too many people were named Yitzchak. Rashi's father was Yitzchak. There are too many Yitzchaks and Yaakovs. So how do you abbreviate the name? You make Re. If the Re, how many Re's could you have? So Rebbeinu Tam's name is Yaakov. They couldn't call him Re. So they call Rebbeinu Tam. Then you have Riva, because you couldn't call him Re, because there was a Re already. So Re, Ben, whatever, Avram. Then the Ritzvah was the next generation. You can't call him Re, you can't call him Riva. So they called him Ritzvah. They made the abbreviation Yud Tzadik. So a lot of the Balei Taisvis have this Rivon, right? It says in Rashi's grandson, Amakis, his first day Rivon, because there was an abundance of people whose names started with Yud. Okay. What? That's why they called him Rebbeinu Tam. They gave him a nickname. Yeah, he must have been the Ishtam. I don't know. The original Yaakov was Ishtam. It's a funny thing to say that we say, can they get Arba Bonim Dibra Taira? And one of them is a Tam. So I tell people, the kids always say, what's a Tam? A simpleton. I say, it's not so smart. They're not so smart. I say, why does the Chumash say Yaakov Ishtam? Well, Yaakov was Ishtam. It's a great kasha. They can never answer it. Even when I asked it 2 years in a row, they can't answer. So, yeah. At any rate.
He wasn't the only one called up in Tam. It was relatively not so common, but people whose name was Yaakov.
They called Tam often?
Okay. I've seen on the Tzavis in Germany.
Oh, yeah, they said Ishtam. Okay.
You're making it early Shabbos, but you're reducing the time from the Kloy Arthur.
Yeah, but when you make early Shabbos, it's not lahakel. In other words, when you make early Shabbos, you can't cook for that part of Shabbos. So if the Aruch comes, he's only eating because it was cooked that day. You say b'man hashach. If you make early Shabbos, it's just shifting the deadline. Right? It has to be roi for Aruchim if they would come. Yeah, that's the bottom line.
Come and have a meal.
Yeah. Or a snack, a meal, whatever it is.
Does all the food have to be ready? Or like some foods cooked
different,
like in
the chalent? All the food has to be servable. If you're putting up a chalent on Friday for Shabbos, it has to be servable on Friday still. Yeah, people have to be very careful not to put up the chalent. My wife, I told her so many times, when I come home for Yom Tiv, when we come home, the chalent is already... I don't know if it's ready to eat, but it's a ready cooking. Except Rebbe Bishuren. Except when you're just adding to a pot and eating some of it today. If you boil potatoes. So some people eat potatoes on Yom Tov. I don't know if you're aware. Pesach. Some people have potatoes. So if you're boiling potatoes, so you could do it. It's a funny thing. The Tzelem Arav, who gives all the Hechsherim, his Zayda, in Europe, held potatoes like kidneys. He held potatoes. It's like kidneys. It's like a bean under the ground. Darach HaShulchan writes that there are those who hold potatoes like kidneys. If we paskin like them, we're not going to have anything to eat. In Lithuania, they had no money for anything. So we're going to paskin potatoes also, we're not going to have anything to eat. That's what he said.
So.
Are you married more than a month or two? It's never worth making a macha. Containing the damage takes more time than dealing with it. At any rate.
Why
Why is potatoes different than apples? All beans grow underground, but they're not roots. They're food. Right? Roots are roots of a plant, and beans grow under the ground. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, what did you say about the El Shabbos?
The Mishabura says the meeting is to make early Shabbos so that the lady should know to cook early. That's what Mishabura
said.
Right?
He said you can't eat.
No, what my friend was asking is you make early Shabbos, you're just shifting the deadline of the Archim. If the Archim make early Shabbos, you're just shifting the deadline. It doesn't help you that much.
It's not, when are you going to eat that night or before the
Shkia? Ima Klai Archim Chazilei means somebody has to eat it today. All right, you make it early, it does help, because there'll be
Archim. It's still Rabbi
Yisrael
Friday.
What? You're Archim and I'm making early Shabbos. What? It has to be Chazilei. Whatever you're doing, if it's a malach, it has to be Chazilei. Fully cooked liquid, it's bishul. Fully cooked solid, you're right. Right, it applies for the blech, but not for the malacha. You can't throw in a piece of raw meat afterwards. Anyway, he brings the ritzvah. I'm not going to go through the whole lashon. You could see from his arichas halashon how much he struggles with it. At the end, he says that if you have to shady, it could be meikul on the rishon b'shasatchak on yantiv rishon, it could be meikul. It's not really the ideal. Plug. Right? Before plug in that Merav, you have to plug. Yeah, since Yom Tov Shadi is a Durabanan, so Mishabura says you can be Samech Rav Chista. If you need to, even if Archim can't come, you can rely on him. You can put it up last minute. Yom Tov Rishon, he's very reluctant to be matir, and all of this is it's not a chatchila. All of this is a b'di'evet. The fascinating piece in the Me'anim Uzmanim, he brings a Maimer Mordechai. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, Erev Tashilin is definitely needed for cooking, carrying most malachas from one day to the next. When it comes to lighting candles, Laduk and Shraga, the Taisus and Beya, it's interesting, the first two blot of the second parak Adini Erev Tashilin. The lighting candles is like two blot later. Mentioned Agav in the Gemara, and there's the Taisus. The Taisus, Tap Taisus on an Amid, brings a Shaila, if Hadlokas Erev Shabbos, you need an Erev Tashilin. You're lighting Shabbos candles. If it's a Friday mitzvah, you don't need Erev Tashilin, otherwise you do. So Shaila is, why don't you have somebody, he's in a hotel, he's not cooking, he's not carrying, he's in a place with an Erev, or even he's by children, he's not cooking. A lot of times the lady does help cook, the mother. But let's say he's in a place, he's zero cooking. He's making Erev Tashilin only because of candle lighting. So the Maimon Mordechai says, don't make a bracha. Who says you need an Erev Tashilin? You may not need an Erev Tashilin. You only make Erev Tashilin for candle lighting. It's a suffix and tisis if you need it. So do an Erev Tashilin, and say the Nusach, V'adei Neruva, the Nusach is V'akid, but don't make a bracha. That's the Pesach of the Maimon Mordechai. Because if it's a Friday mitzvah, you don't need Erev Tashilin for it, because you're allowed to do Friday things. Alright, so that's what's the Maimon Mordechai. The Ma'ed of Mizmanim is Ma'ir, and L'chairi is right. If you make an Erev Tashilin, it's matir for you to cook from Friday to Shabbos. Who cares if you end up cooking or not? It's matir. You shecht an animal. First makes the bracha ala shechita, and he shechts an animal. He's mechuyev to eat meat from the animal. Once he makes ala shechita, he shechts an animal, and a guy comes in, I need meat, I'm willing to pay for kosher meat. You're not allowed to give it to him? You're allowed to give it to him. It's matir. And once it's matir, who cares if you need it or you don't need it? So you can always make a bracha on Erev Tashilin. You're making an Erev Tashilin. It's mati you. You make the Erev Tashilin. We're going to make it on Wednesday. So if Friday, if I want to do Malacha Friday for Shabbos, I'll be allowed to. Now you're telling me you don't expect to. I tell you I don't expect to. But it's still mati me to do it. Why am I mechuyev to do it? So he has this aura on the Maimon Mordechai, which sounds right. So what do you do, Lamaisa? Do you make a bracha? You don't make a bracha. A little tricky. The best thing is to plan to do something, to help out, to do something with the cooking. When you're in a hotel, it's a little tricky. But when you're what? Ruch says could be the same thing. You make Erev Chatzeres, you're mechuyev to carry. Not mechuyev to carry. You must carry, no. We have Erev Chatzeres for our neighbor to us. We make a bracha. And they have an Erev Chatzeres. We don't, not mechuyev to carry. It's matir to carry. Part of the, don't give them any ideas. It's gonna get to the bill. But you're not mechuyev to eat Erev Tashilin. We say, Hail v'savah by mitzvah achas, you do a second mitzvah. But don't eat it on Friday. Eat it on Shabbos. If you eat it on Friday, it ends. When there's nothing left, it comes to an end. But you're not mechuyev to eat it, but what I do in my house, I'm going to make believe that Erev Tavshila, and I'll take either a piece of meat or an egg. Rambam says the minhag is to use eggs for Erev Tavshila because it's Meskayim's Man Rav. It doesn't spoil when there was no refrigeration. But I can use a polka of chicken. But I don't like, I'm always afraid to put it in the fridge. Someone's going to eat it. So if I take an egg, I wrap it in an aluminum foil, I stick it in the back of the fruit bin, and I tell my wife to make sure the egg stays there, we're going to be in trouble. And that's what we do. And then you can eat it on any meal on Shabbos. Right, so you do one baked thing and one cooked thing. So we do an egg, usually an egg and a matzah, and that's how we, that's it right there. If you're kind of it, yeah, you could take your child's Erev Tashil and pick it up, be kind of it, and the bracha is not the point. You have to be kind, it has to be yours. You're kind of it, and then he can make for you. What? Kesef is not kind of metaltalim, so you really have to pick it up also. You can give him money. Some you give him money anyway, it's Erev Pesach. So. He said, tell me he has my credit card, why is he need my money, right? They're like cash, right? But the what? Yeah, the mitzvah is to do it Erev Yontif. The Rosh clears, according to the Rosh, you should be able to take a can of tuna fish and say, this is my Erev Tashilim for the rest of my life, anytime I need it, and you put it away. As long as it stays edible, it would be mutter. The Rosh is mesupik. If it has to be done Erev Yontif, the Lashon HaMishnah is Mevashalom Tashile Erev HaChag or Erev Yontif, whatever the Lashon is. So the Rosh is Mesupik if it's just the usual way or if it's something that's Ma'akim. So, Erev Chatzeres, you can do once for a long time. Erev Tchumen as well. But Erev Tashilin, one of the reasons of the Gemara is that people should be aware that you're not allowed to cook Yontif to Shabbos without Erev Koshke and Yontif L'chayel. So you need an awareness. You can't just do once for. You don't have to eat it, Erev Chatzeres. We leave it for a long time. I make Erev Chatzeres now with Pesach Tikka Matzahs. As soon as we run out of Pesach Tikka Matzahs, we take it to eat it and we replace it with Chametz Tikka Matzahs. But the Chametz Tikka Matzahs, after the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, we don't eat matzah after Rosh Chodesh. So the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh, we try to eat it up as much as we did, and then we made a new erev with Pesach Tikka Matzahs again. It could last as long as the matzahs are edible. Chatzeres could last. Okay, these are dinim of Erev Tashilin. Mitzvah Shem will remember on Wednesday. Good Yom Tov to everybody. Next Sunday we have Ben Hazmanim, and the following Sunday it's not Parshas Bereishis. It's Parshas. No, it's after Shmini, right? It says we have a Sunday says we have a Sunday.